You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The televised game on Wednesday is Liverpool against Manchester City. It's 29-20 for Liverpool. The draw 12-5. Man City are 9-5. Obviously, these two sides met in the cup final. Man City winning that on penalties. But the last three meetings between the two sides, Liverpool haven't lost. They're doing okay against City of late. Can they win this one, Derek?
Well, I think City are a real good bet here at 17-10. Liverpool won a few plaudits for their performance at Wembley. But in my eyes, City always had control, and I'm surprised they didn't win it in 90 minutes. He could easily have done so. They had some great chances. And for once, Sergio Aguero was found wanting in front of goal. You know, had he been his normal self, he could have won, you know, 3 or 4-1 City in my eyes. And I just don't see how the underdogs for this game. Liverpool are 8-5, City 17-10. I don't see that at all, especially if City have got it all to play for in the league and Liverpool haven't. You know, and we've seen Liverpool struggle at Anfield this season. They've only won 4 games from 12 at home. OK, City's record away from home is not great, but they've won more games away from home than Liverpool have won at home. And they're the underdogs for this game when they've just basically beaten, you know, put Liverpool to the... I thought they put Liverpool to the sword, you know. I know it was only 1-1 after extra time, but I looked at that game and I thought, they're a class above Liverpool. And one thing about City is, you know, there's another gear to come from them. All these other teams at the top, they're pretty much scrambling for their lives, but City are on their heels. You know, they're like a classy racehorse with 2 furlongs to go, coming hands and heels on the heels of the leaders, you know, with double handful they've got. And I'm going to go for City here. I think this could be the start of a City end-of-season run that will see them winning the title.
Yeah, if Sterling had taken that glorious chance as well, it would have been 2-0 City at that point, wouldn't it? And that would have probably killed the game at the weekend. So
yeah.
David, do you agree?
Just to pick up on your point about Raheem Sterling, we could be talking about any football match with Sterling. I think in front of goal he is still lacking, and maybe that final product's not quite there from Sterling yet. I thought he played reasonably well in that Capital One Cup final. Simon Mignolet, Derek, had a strange game, didn't he, in the final, because he was clearly at fault for the Fernandinho goal, but many people giving him a bit of kudos for those big saves he made. But the really top quality goalkeepers, they don't only make saves like that, they don't let in shots like Fernandinho's, because
he
was absolutely at fault for that goal. And it's easy enough to say, yeah, well, he made amends by making those saves late on. The really best goalkeepers, they do that, but then they don't come up with or they don't make errors like he made for the Fernandinho goal. I still think it's one of the strangest decisions all season to give him that big money 5-year deal, maybe just protecting themselves, Liverpool. I still get the feeling, Derek, that Klopp might go out and try and find a first choice keeper in the summer.
He's got to. He can't keep Mignolet. You're right. You know, every keeper is capable of making those good saves he made. I mean, that's why the Premier League goalkeepers. But you don't. When you're a Premier League goalkeeper, you cannot make mistakes like he did for the first goal. Okay, you can maybe 2 or 3 a season you might get away with that. But he's doing it every week now. There's always a blunder a week from Mignolet, and that's just not good enough at this level.
Is that why they offered him a contract though, to try and boost his ego a little bit, give him a bit of a confidence boost that they?
Oh, that's good then. Be crap all season and get a 5-year deal to boost your confidence.
I just wondered if it was Klopp maybe saying, "I'm going to back you. Prove me right."
Isn't that how you extended your stay on the Punt podcast?
No, they haven't given me that boost to my confidence recently. Wonder why that is.
One interesting stat on this game, by the way, Derek, I don't know if you noticed this. Man City, last 12 Premier League trips to Anfield, drawn 4, lost 8. They've
is
not got
right?
a win in their last 12 Premier League visits to Anfield, which is incredible, and maybe it is a reason why the odds are framed as they are, because I find this a very, very difficult match to call because of the Capital One Cup final. And you know, a lot of those players, it was draining, wasn't it? 120 minutes, huge pitch at Wembley. I know they are Premier League professionals and you'd expect them to be fit. But this game is on a Wednesday. So you think Monday and Tuesday, maybe complete recovery times. No time for any training sessions, play on Wednesday. And you could see some of those City players in particular were fatigued at the end of the match. Yaya Toure, I know he always looks like he's just a tall granddad out there, doesn't he? Like doddering about, and still he manages to run quickly without looking like he's breaking out of a jog, really. But he looked shattered on Sunday. David Silva looked really tired as well. And as Derek mentioned, Aguero let his supporters down for once. I know Lee had, that was Lee's nap, wasn't it? Aguero to score any time. I must admit that Sergio Aguero to score and Man City to win at 4-1 and enhanced odds offer looks good. I'll go with him to score any time here, Aguero at 13-10. Had a couple of cast iron chances on Sunday. You'd expect him to get a couple more in this game, and Mignolet won't save them this time. Aguero, usually so clinical, took his penalty well in the shootout. 13-10, Aguero to score any time, because I'm not sure what the result's going to be here. Not as confident on City as Derek is, just because I don't know how they'll react from having played 120 minutes. I know Liverpool did as well. But Man City's most influential players in recent history, David Silva and Yaya Toure, looked out on their feet in that game at the weekend. So I'm not sure they'll be fully fit for this one.
Yeah, it was interesting to read afterwards Jurgen Klopp's comments about Daniel Sturridge. The reason he didn't take a penalty is because he couldn't walk.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that. You know, about 5 minutes ago, he should have closed down a City defender, and he didn't do it. And I think it was Coutinho was alongside him, and he had to do it. And I could see him giving Sturridge a look. I just said, well, come on, that's your man. And I thought to myself, he's gone at the game. It was longer than 5 minutes, probably in the last 15 minutes of extra time. So, yeah, there's a good chance that Sturridge won't even start this game.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.